The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
You thought that was funny. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
All right, already fun. Jeff Dye's here, everybody. Already a fun time with Jeff, as usual. Welcome back. It hasn't been that long.
It hasn't been that long, no. Good. But now that, I've done all the other cities.
I'm back.
They have me do the loop, you know?
You're
do the
cycling.
Loop back around.
You're like a menstruation comedian. You're just cycling through.
Well, it was so hot in L.A., we have like a heat wave that I was like, I got to get out of this heat and go to Arizona.
Smart move. You got a good travel agent.
It's insane.
We were just talking about Brady as a mascot. You didn't know that Brady was the Diamondbacks' original mascot. And you made a great point. Terrible
mascot.
Because he could age.
No offense.
Now imagine if
I love
Brady.
You, buddy, but it's a terrible mascot.
But what if it stuck and now it's Burl Ives from the Rudolph special? You're right. The mascot can't age. I didn't ever think that.
If the Philly fanatic breaks his leg tomorrow, they put a different guy in there. He doesn't miss 4 weeks. If this guy breaks his leg, they're going to go, all right, well, I guess the mascot's hurt.
Yeah. He's flawed. Yeah.
We replaced one of my co partner.
Yeah.
He just got too overbearing, replaced him with another redheaded guy. No one knew the difference.
Yes. No one knew the difference?
Yeah. No one cared about the mascot.
Maybe so.
They hadn't made a mark.
I'm a big mascot guy. Big
Are
fan
you?
Of the mascot.
Who's the best?
Philly Fanatic.
You like Philly Fanatic?
Well,
the
he
most?
Was made by Jim Henson, right?
True.
He was
yeah.
the first team mascot because the San Diego Chicken wasn't, he was like freelance. You know,
yeah,
the San
he was
Diego Chicken
over.
Was going all over.
Right.
The Philly Fanatic was the first team mascot. And he's also, he was the first one to have like gags. Like he has a hilarious like popcorn gag that every mascot uses now. Anyways, the worst mascot, besides our friend here, the Atlanta Braves for a while had a guy who would dress up like an Indian.
I remember that.
And he'd come out, he'd like do the whole thing. And it was just a man, like we're talking about, like they would age and get drunk.
Not native.
He was native, I think. But they built this
platform. Wait, he would age and get drunk?
Oh, yeah, he was always drunk out there. He's like, and they go, I think he's drunk. You know, like if the Philly Fanatic's drunk, again, he's in a costume. No one knows. But, like, this guy, they built him a platform out in the middle of, like, the stadium.
Yeah.
And now that is the guy.
That's the guy.
But they had a teepee that they led the fans to believe he lived in this teepee at the stadium.
Ed Turner.
Chief Nakahoma.
Yeah. Which
is a great name.
Look up Chief Nakahoma's teepee. And it's so funny because as a little boy, I'm like, he lives in that thing?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that's my dad would just, you know, he just lied to me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he lives in that teepee out there. I was like, seems uncomfortable.
Yeah. And Chief Wahoo up in Cleveland, even better, just the happiest drunk Indian of all time.
Yeah, now he's unemployed.
And now they can't, now in an effort to be diverse, we've gotten rid of him completely. He's not allowed at the stadium.
Well, so if you don't know what he's talking about, the Cleveland Indians changed their name to, there's the teepee.
The teepee was actually pretty nice.
Yeah, and he was in there the whole game, by the way, unless he was wandering around getting free drinks.
Yeah. Coming out for a homer.
You know, you give the Mariner Moose a beer, he'd make a silly gesture. Oh, no, I don't drink. I'm the Mariner Moose. This idiot would just pound the beer and go, so the Cleveland Indians changed their team name to the Cleveland Guardians. Right, but I don't think that's better because I went down to the reservation and I started calling them that. They don't like
they don't like that.
Yeah, they hate it.
No, they
it
also
go
hate,
over.
They hate being called football team and R word.
Yeah,
it's really bad.
It's really weird.
Hold on a second,
Richard.
You got to hear the thing of that's how I call a producer in the thing that do you know about what happened in Denver with their mascot?
Oh, no.
Denver who?
The Denver
Colorado.
Or the Colorado.
Rockies.
I'm sorry, Colorado. Give me the
Dinger.
Thing. Yeah, you know about Dinger? I don't know.
So
where
I know that Dinger is a Triceratops who is purple, and the reason he's the mascot is because. When they were excavating to find Coors Field, they found dinosaur bones.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so that's why they named – that's why he's Dinger. But something happened
so
with
him? So Dinger was – I got to play the clip for you. There was a controversy with this. God, I hope you can find it in there. Where the Washington Nationals are in town, and the Nationals broadcast is, you know, quiet during a game. Sometimes the broadcasters just sit there like,
hear the foul
ball. Baseball's 7 hours long.
It's
sometimes
a 7 hour
– you know, take a little break.
They drift. They take a leak. They'll wander around getting drunk with Chief Nakahoma and whatever.
Yeah.
So Dinger's wandering around the stadium doing what he does, and some guy in the crowd starts going, "Dinger! Dinger!"
Oh, I heard about this.
And the announcer's like, "We are so sorry for the foul language." They get an isolation shot of this guy.
Article comes out the next day.
That he kept saying that he was saying the
N-word. He's never allowed in here again. He's like, "I just wanted the mascot to come sign my kid's hat."
Yeah. They thought he was yelling at a player, right?
Right, yeah.
And he was yelling at a big fuzzy triceratops.
Named Dinger.
Couldn't be more harmless.
Yeah, but it did, when you play it, you're like, I don't know if he was just, but what guy in the middle of the fourth inning goes, "I'm done here. Watch this," and just starts screaming the N-word at the
That's
top
Colorado
of his lungs.
That's Colorado fans for sure.
It might be. It actually might
also
be.
Also, in that fan's defense, he thought the mascot was called the N-word.
Yeah.
True, that could have happened.
Well, he was a frat buddy with the guy inside.
Goes,
so.
I thought,
can you believe it? That's the best mascot ever.
That's what they called him.
Listen to this. This is.
We just apologize, heard some horrible language that doesn't belong anywhere on our broadcast.
Look at how he's really clutching his pearls, isn't he? He's, this language that doesn't belong anywhere.
Well, he's worried he's going to get fired.
Why would he get fired?
I don't know. He just had to say something. Because he is. He was worried that if I don't say something, they're going to.
I don't acknowledge this.
Yeah, I have to say something. That mascot's name is the N-word. I didn't know that, or I wouldn't have shown up.
That is terrible.
Yeah,
my buddy Brandt always gets mad because he'll see like just grown-ups like lined up to get a photo with a mascot, like Dinger. Like he'll see like, you know, 70 people just waiting during a baseball game to get a photo with, you know, an intern in a costume.
Yeah, right,
and he always makes fun of it. And I was like, you know, you're best friends with a guy who does that. Like, I'm obsessed with the mascots. And so I always send him a photo of me in the line to get a photo with Dinger.
What about Clark in Chicago, the Bear? He's pretty bad.
He's famous.
Because he has no pants on. He had that dick picture.
Yeah, so someone just, as like a funny gag, added a penis to the drawing. Yeah. And WGN is just so like,
who cares?
Matter of fact, just get the first photo that comes up on the internet. Right. And they put it on the news with his wiener.
Right. Oh, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
No.
Oh, it's legendary.
It's on TV. They don't even notice it.
Nope. Now, Clark, the new mascot for the Cubs. Wow. Big Bear.
It's
a big bear.
They didn't even try to
fix it. It's accurate.
Yeah, I think the Cubs are trying to tell us something. They got some BDE going on.
Does Clark have, he has a costume and everything? He walks around?
Yeah, okay. Wanders about. And then there's a guy, really filthy fan called Ronnie Woo Woo. He's just dirty man. And that for some reason he took on for years. And he comes out for spring training. I don't think he's washed his uniform in years.
Oh, God.
And he comes up and goes, "Hey, whoop, whoop." And you're like, get away from me. You haven't bathed
dude.
In months.
Yeah, that's
and people are like,
they try to embrace
woo-woo.
The two diehard fans, like whatever, it's football or baseball, like the big nut at Ohio State or the Cowboys guy. And they'll give him tickets.
Yeah, I like no humanoid mascots.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So like the San Diego Padre, like he looks terrible looking.
Yeah, what do you want? Some religious friar running
there
around?
There we go. There's Clark.
That's the picture they put on the news.
This is the newscast.
Yeah, because
to the next one, he also chooses to wear sneakers. But the New Orleans Pelicans,
they didn't have a thing.
No, they totally missed it.
He just went right past it. He's got a huge, penis.
Switch to the next one. The
Pelican. That is egregious.
How do
they
you miss
even notice
that? That lady doing the reports, like,
they put the pelican up.
A
it was a female pelican.
Yeah.
And they
yeah, they had a big gash on the pelican.
That's where she stores her babies. I don't know how they work.
I just wish baseball or like sports had a better like sense of humor about all this kind of stuff. Like, there's so many funny things you could do. Like, I would put the Toronto Blue Jays mascot at the top of the Sky Dome. Really harness him in. Yeah. So just fans like, is the mascot perching like a Blue Jay like in the top? And then just have him crap on the fans or on the field.
Yeah, be a real bird.
Yeah, get like white, you know, goop that he just.
No, you don't want that.
So the fans.
The bird beating up on the field.
He's pooping. Bird poops white.
People wouldn't know. And then that real like moment where like, well, it's a real man. You know, this might not.
There's
be
a man in the bird suit.
The mascot's lost his mind and he's decorating us like Peter North.
Like, got crap on your face. Like, what is that? And you look up and it's the mascot above you just pooping. That's
sorry. Fans would probably go crazy for
he's
it.
A bird.
I just can't. Yeah.
Well, what do you expect? We want it to be real. Might as well. Or he gets a little sick.
What's better, him running around taking photos with children or want him doing something funny?
That's hilarious.
White Sox have a terrible mascot, too.
Who is it?
Southpaw.
Southpaw. He's like a green
big green
dog
thing.
Or jag, dragon. Or,
when did that start?
Oh, it's been a while.
Has it?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen
He doesn't have any gimmicks. He doesn't do anything.
No, he just runs around.
Even people in Chicago are like, I don't know.
Well, he's in,
I don't know what he is.
Kid, you want a picture?
Southpaw is like everybody else in that stadium, just worried that somebody's going to get shot. It's in the worst part of Chicago. They're like, South Park's just like, I just want to get through the day.
Their mascot should just be a cop.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Right.
I see.
Hey, you want me, I don't you even know to what shoot he is. Your kids? There he is. Southpaw.
What is that?
He's Southpaw. Like a big green monster, but there's not really any.
He's just trying to get through his day like everybody else in the South Side.
I don't know. Don't hassle me.
Yeah, that's the mascot called Don't Hassle Me. Just, you know, look, I'm on my turf, you're on yours.
He came out of the sewer.
Yeah, well, they actually interviewed people in Chicago, too, like, what is this mascot? And they go, I didn't even know we had a mascot.
Yeah.
And they show them the picture. They go, we've never heard.
Don't know what that is.
They're like huge White Sox fans. Yeah. They're like, I didn't.
Because it looks like all the other White Sox fans. It's a little bit green, a little bit messed up, not too comfortable.
Well, you're a Cubs guy.
Big Cubs fan.
But a Steelers fan.
Yeah, I moved around a lot when I was a kid. Right. But my dad was a Pennsylvania born and bred. Mm. It's in your blood. Steelers are in your blood. And then so I kind of grew up first few years of my life in Chicago. So it was all WGN everything.
Yeah, it's tough. It's the dumbest rivalry in sports.
The worst.
The Cubs versus White Sox. It's the dumbest rivalry.
It is.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's
I went to a Cubs game. Or no, we were at, oh, sorry, it was a White Sox game, Cellular Field. And they were playing the Twins. And the Twins are just shellacking the White Sox. Not to mention they had just traded a guy, I guess, like the year before. I don't remember the player, Morneau or somebody. And he was like, they're like, we got your guy, and he's winning. We're beating you, blah, blah. And the White Sox fans were super cool about it. They're like, it's going
to
be one of those years.
Yeah, we're used to it.
Letting them dance in our face and wave their wieners around. You know? But then one sweet Asian guy, who I would argue probably didn't even know English, walked into the stadium wearing a Fukudome jersey, like a Cubs jersey.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't do that.
They all start throwing hot dogs at him.
Yeah.
They're like, screw you, you idiot. Like, they're saying all these terrible things.
Well, they're notoriously against Asians.
I think this guy didn't even know. He's like, we're going to a baseball game.
You don't come to the South Side.
He probably didn't even know the difference between Chicago's teams. And they're just dunking on this guy, throwing hot dogs at his mustard all over this guy. So we weren't even playing the Cubs.
Oh, it don't matter. It don't matter.
Like
when the Cubs were in the World Series, I was going for Cleveland.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, like, well, you're a Chicago fan. I go, nope.
That poor guy went to the
same
game the day before. Yeah. Double dipped and went to the White Sox the next day.
Yeah. I think he just bought it on the way to the park. Yeah. He was like, Fukudome is a
Chicago,
Japanese guy.
Chicago.
Yeah, that's what they were saying the whole time.
He didn't know that all these drunk,
bocce-faced Southsiders. He learned three phrases. Where's the bathroom? Chicago, and don't shoot. That's about it. Well, who's your team? You're Seattle.
We're very terrible. Yeah,
that's a terrible baseball team.
But nobody's ever mean to us because we're so low stakes.
Yeah. You know,
picking on the Mariners would be like picking on like a kid in a wheelchair with like a smile shirt, you know, a smiley face. He's like, I love baseball. And you'd be like, F you. It's like, why are you mean to him? We don't hurt nobody. We don't ever win games.
Back.
Yeah. Leave him alone.
What else are you doing, Jeff? You are, every time you're here now, everybody's like, ask him about Kristen. Was a while
who
ago.
Who says that?
Every email.
Oh,
when I mention your name, ask him about, she did a thing with the guy from Bachelor. I'm like, it's over. You're the one that's
giving. Why would you care?
I don't know.
I don't know why anybody
would
care.
But do you get that? Like, people bother you about, like, your
Who I've dated?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. It's usually girls or my friends,
really?
Like, wives. And they want to know. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, what do you tell them? Just spill the beans.
I had a relationship. Is that exciting for you? That I settled down once in my life?
What do they want you to do? Like, get into great detail of smells?
I don't know what they
feelings.
Think. Yeah, there's really not much to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a thing, like two humans would have.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
She's very fun. It was my favorite relationship I've ever had.
It was a blast.
She's awesome. Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah.
It's nice to date an independent woman who's actually fun and funny and has her own money and can, you know. We can go do whatever we want. We drank way too much because of the pandemic.
Sure.
There's really just not much to tell.
Right.
It'd be like, talk more about your wife.
Right.
It's like, what? tell more stories about the woman you love. It's like, why?
What are you talking about?
We can talk about anything else.
Yeah.
I hang out with this psychopath all the time. We have 10 better stories every week.
Yeah.
You want me to talk about a woman I loved?
Right. It's weird.
What's the story?
But people want it to be because their lives are so boring.
Yeah.
Celebrity. Like, what did you do that I'll never do?
Yeah, we had a ton of sex and made each other laugh and went to restaurants.
That's what they want to hear.
There's no story.
That's it.
Showered each other with gifts.
It's just like every other
What do you think is happening?
Yeah.
Do you think her privates are made of diamonds because she's on television and you aren't?
Answer the question. Answer the question. Answer the goddamn question.
Yeah, no, they aren't.
Oh, man. Which is why she's no longer with you.
Yeah,
you're looking for that diamond puss.
Yeah.
Who is it?
It wasn't.
Make any sense.
I tried to bedazzle it, but
I don't know what you need to hear.
Yeah, she cried every time I tried to put diamonds in it. Yeah. I don't understand that, but I get that every time.
Well, there's the tea.
We talked about it last time.
Well, sure, but it's true of everybody that's dated anyone. I forget who the one comedian that came in that was dating Kate Beckinsale.
Matt Reif?
That's it.
Yes.
And he came in, and immediately, I didn't even know, but immediately, brrr, this guy nailed Kate Beckinsale. This guy, I'm like,
yeah,
okay,
why do they care?
I don't know. But why do we care about anyone? It's because we're celebrity obsessed.
Does she really have fangs?
Brady did a story the other day where Jason Momoa is now the international ambassador of undersea life. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Protecting the
whatever
ocean.
That means.
Can we give that job?
Because he's Aquaman.
Yeah, I know, but whatever that means.
Right.
Yeah. Is that just a title that means nothing?
Right.
He's been trying to, you know, cut down on plastic worldwide, telling people to get out of the plastic bottles. Because he's got his own canned water, too.
But who cares? Shouldn't an oceanographer have that job?
Yeah,
shouldn't somebody who knows something about the ocean, not Aquaman from Disney?
Yeah, it's very
It drives
strange.
Me nuts, but we're obsessed with it. Obsessed
I know, it's, but I think it's so silly. Well, also, like, I read things all the time, like, ah, you know, you can do better than her, Jeff. You can do better. I was like, what do you mean better? You don't even know her. Yeah. Or they did it the other way around. Oh, she can do better than him. Because we, like, rode scooters around
well,
all the
I wrote
time.
That. I apologize. I couldn't believe she was.
They know nothing
yeah.
about any of it. And they'll like, chime in on their stuff. And I'm like, this is just it's a weird. Yeah. That was the worst part about dating her, if I'm honest. I wish she wasn't famous at all.
Yeah. Would you date a person with fame again?
I mean, she really made me reconsider that.
No kidding.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah, that would stink.
Also, some of these gals, they start to think they're too big for their britches, too.
Oh,
you know,
really?
They start thinking, well, I'm famous. I should only – it's like, yeah, no, just be normal.
Just be a normal person.
Yeah, she was very normal.
Last time you were here, you had a great phrase that I still I bring with me, and now it's got new meaning when you said every man is truly for abortion.
which
and it really dawned on me, like, this argument is kind of over when you say that, because it's really going to be hard to find a guy who goes, you know, eventually, like, well, what happens if you knocked up a girl you hated?
Right.
Suddenly your views change. You're not as religious as you thought you were.
Exactly. And that's the thing is that everyone goes, these men are putting laws on our body. Not really.
No.
I don't know. It's like every guy I know is like, yeah, clean it out. Let's, you know, thank you. Thank you for getting the abortions. We love you. Yeah. Thank you. I'll drive you. How much are they now?
I always had a little account on the side.
Right.
You never knew.
They act like we're doing it.
It's like my Vegas fund money. I also had that other account.
Yeah, you got to save up.
I'm not going to go into the savings for that.
No need for the Dutch thing.
That's why I said, based on that thought kind of changing my mind, I'm watching the marches that are going on, and I'm not seeing men. And I think abortion has saved more men's lives than has anything
else.
Because think about all the 19-year-old men that are like, oh, my God. If she keeps this, I'm doomed.
It's the ruins your life. Yeah.
But they didn't. And these guys should be marching. We should have more dudes in their 30s with money and cars and like a real life now that had a story 12 years ago saying, thank you for scraping.
I think they're afraid. I think they're afraid.
You think? Why?
Yeah, because the whole narrative is like, men are out to get us. Men put their laws on our body. Men do this. And so men are like, all right, shut up. I'll just be quiet about it.
Yeah, that is kind of true.
Yeah, we would be out there if there was some. If it was like us versus politicians instead of like men versus women, then
that's
we'd
true.
Be out there. But instead, we're like, all right, you're going to just yell at us?
That's true, because if we went down there, they'd be mad at us.
Yeah,
right.
I look like some cuck with
not
my sign. Like, I am an ally. I'm not doing it. So I'll just, I got your back. Yeah. Whatever you need, shoot a tweet. There you go. That's easy.
Well, that's my thing, because I want to make sure that everybody knows I'm not an ally cuck, but I'm also on their team. So my sign says, it's your choice, whore. And I think that's the best possible thing to let them know I see both sides of it.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know how many abortions these women are getting. They're acting like they're getting a ton of them. They're like, what? You're taking these away? It's like, how many are you getting?
What is it, like a bag of Cheetos to you?
You're making it sound crazy. Yeah, like,
my punch
I get
card.
50 a year. It's like, no, you don't. I mean, but here's the thing. I do. You know, so here's the thing. I'm the real victim here. You know?
This is what you should be marching. Like, you are responsible for upwards to 25.
They're getting rid of mine? That's unfair. Right. They can only have one. You know, I'm having sometimes two a week.
Right.
It's a numbers game.
Why the man works so hard. Yeah, it's a volume game. It is. It's very much like the lottery. The more people play, the more chances to win.
Yeah. All of it's been very confusing.
Yeah. So you're living the life. Everything's
good. Yeah, just wrapped on a movie. I shot a movie in Detroit for 35 days. It's called Stealing Jokes.
Oh.
I'm not sure when it'll be out, because once they're done with the actors, that's it. They don't tell us anything.
Who's in it?
It's me, Michael Rapaport.
Oh, cool.
Ryu Go, Dustin Ibera. Trying to think who else. Oh, and Haha Davis, who's a very funny comedian from Detroit.
They've all been here.
Yeah. Awesome movie. It was very fun to shoot. It was just like acting sucks.
You don't like it?
Yeah, it's too much.
Are you good at it?
Well, that's the thing. Half the time, I'm like in my own head going, I might be the greatest actor that's ever lived. Because I have a photographic memory, so like I memorize the lines very quick. Gold. And then I'm like in my mood, I go, oh, man, this is my thing. And then the other half of the time, I'm like, I'm the worst actor that's ever lived. Yeah. I was such a head case half the time going, this is really bad.
Right. You're on your own worst enemy.
Oh, yeah. I just shoot a sex scene with like seven guys filming it. You know, you see a sex scene, you're like, that'd be hot. I could do that well. And then you have a guy perched right next to you, some camera guy, and he's like, all right, now do that. Now you're finishing. And we're going, oh, gosh, this is.
They did a finishing shot?
I mean, like, they were trying to.
What movie
coach
is
me.
This? Yeah. Now you get a finish right here. We prefer it on the face.
Like, my expression is me finishing.
Stretch it longer.
Yeah.
It was three quarters of the movie. Is that unusual?
We filmed for 14
days. What kind of movie was I making? Yeah.
31 days.
So you did a sex scene?
Yeah, there's one sex scene.
Was the girl comfortable with you?
Yeah, she was more comfortable with me than I was with her.
No, she's not that good looking?
Well, she's beautiful and nice and everything, but I just meant, like, I didn't realize how shy I am about that.
Really?
About having to have my shirt off and simulate sex. Like,
with people looking.
And everyone, you know, if it's just me and her and they said, all right, we put in some GoPros, go for it, you know, but it wasn't. It's like all
now
these
I
people.
Have to act.
Yeah, and the director's going, yeah, yeah. And they say, you like that bitch? I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want,
real?
I mean.
Is that a real direction?
Yeah, he's like telling me all this stuff. Like twice.
It's a Spielberg film?
Well, twice. I was like, Mike, shut up, dude. I can't do this with you in my ear right now.
Is Rappaport the director?
No.
Who did it?
Mike Young. You know,
oh,
you know,
Mike
the
Young.
The comedian Mike Young. Yeah. And that's why we shot in Detroit.
This is going to be bad.
But imagine him being in my ear.
He's filming a sex scene? Yeah. That's going to be a 35-minute part of the movie.
Everyone had a sex scene in it.
Mike Young should not be in charge of anything.
It was wild. And he's just in my ear like, yeah, you got to die. Just give her the business, die. I'm like, oh, gosh. Can you please be quiet during the sex scene?
That's
yeah, we did
awesome.
Like 75
that would be
takes.
Brutal.
Did you end up like just climbing on the girl for fun afterwards? Because I've heard that.
No, we didn't hook up, and I did that by design. Yeah. One, you know, I don't think we're very compatible that way. But then the other—that's the most polite way.
Yeah,
I can
you
say
hate
it.
Her.
No, I don't hate her at all. And so here's the thing. But then also, like, now I got to be with this because, you know, we all is in the same building. They give us condos in downtown Detroit for, like, 35 days. I'm like, if I cross that line, now I've got to see her every day on set.
Yeah, that's true.
For 20 more days.
Yeah, what if I do meet
a
girl in Detroit that I like, and now she, you know,
can't
I bring her around, you know.
Just an extra scraping. You don't want it.
I kept it professional.
It's another $550 while the law's still in place. because I've heard that. I think Sharon Stone was the one that did a scene with somebody and said, that's it. And after it was over, walked him back to the room and said, we gotta finish.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I imagine that happens.
Yeah, because it's got to be pretty
so
intense.
Heated. There's good chemistry.
If you've got good chemistry.
And that's the whole point of acting, right? Like, people act like there's some thespians that can separate that. You're a liar.
Yeah, you can't.
You tell your wife, oh, come on, honey, it's just acting.
It's acting. Yeah.
It's just me grinding naked on Kate Beckinsale for 3 hours. Yeah. Do you think I really like her, honey? Yeah, I think you do.
Did you get aroused during the sex scene at
No,
all?
I didn't.
Not at all.
No.
Were you trying at least to show her that something? Because it's insulting.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's insulting.
To her, it is. It would be. Look, if you grind up on me.
I heard it's a crime.
It's assaulting.
Is that what you're hearing?
Not insulting.
You're trying to coach me to get an erection, which I was told, felony.
Right. It's not an insult.
If you walked over here right now and just started to grind on me and said, I really like this. Yeah. I'm like, I would be a little insulted if you didn't plump
you're
up.
Like, you don't like it.
You don't like
this.
You're
kidding. You don't like it.
Yeah, I would be like, oh, no, come on. You got to. Something has to happen.
That's why women are such good liars. They don't have to prove it with their privates.
That's true.
We have to prove it. You know?
Yeah, they can fake it.
They go, wait a minute. He's saying he likes it, but he's.
There's nothing about this. Well, that would embarrass me if I was with a girl and I'm like, we're supposed to be intimate and nothing was happening. I would have to plump up a little.
I mean, they make us wear these pillows. Like, over there's a lady called the intimacy coordinator.
No.
And her whole job is to make sure both people are comfortable. But here's the thing. You can lie. You know, like, because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I was pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, it's uncomfortable. Not just the girl I'm with, but, like, also all the cameramen and stuff. So I'm uncomfortable. And then this dumb lady keeps popping in going, is everything?
How's
is everyone?
Pillows?
It's like, get out of here, Carol. I don't, get out of here.
The thing I'm most uncomfortable
everything.
With is Mike Young going, oh, yeah, give it to your dad. Give
come
it
on,
to your
dad.
It was funny because he's in the other room just directing, and it was like, I can't do this. He's like, get all up on. Yeah, do that thrusting thing. And I was like, oh, gosh, this is.
God.
All right, get her back in the swing, and let's take it from the top.
You just sold tickets to the movie, though, because I'm going.
Oh, it's
going to
be great.
When's it come out? You don't know.
I don't know.
About a year, probably.
He's still editing it right now.
Oh, he'll be editing for years.
Yeah.
Well, the sex scene is short.
Yeah.
This is the first I've ever talked about it, to be honest, but well, usually acting is.
Won't be the last. You're coming back again, I guarantee it. After we see it, forget it. You're going to be talking about that again. It'd be disgusting.
I know.
My fingers will be all webbed. Jeff dies up at CB Live all weekend long. 4th of July, got any plans this weekend?
I'm flying to New York on the 4th, but this weekend we're just here looking for stuff to do.
Crushing it.
Trying to
find
some pools, you know?
Tons of those. Yeah. You'll be all right.
Well, it's so hot.
Yeah, that's what you do, though.
I know.
Highly recommend Mountain Shadows, the W.
Okay.
There's a bunch of, and actually the one that I was really impressed with, was odd enough that John Lovitz was here and I took him back to the hotel, was the Valley Ho.
The Valley Ho. Oh, I've been all three of those.
Man, oh man.
Yeah. John Lovitz is a trip.
Lovitz was nuts. Oh. Yeah, he wanted to go back and there were armed guards at the Valley Ho. And he's like, I don't know why this is happening. And I'm like, it's because of you.
You're a pervert.
But it was because they were worried about how many people were going to the pool.
He was the funniest. Like, I met him at the Playboy Mansion, like, in 2008.
Oh, wow.
And he would be so funny. Everyone else is trying to be cool, you know. Yeah. Oh, we're at the mansion, so just act like you've been here before. And John, who's gone to the Playboy Mansion thousands of times. I mean, because, yeah, you know, he's been famous for a long time. And also, like, he's friends of Hugh Hefner's. And so he would, like, he'd go up next to a girl. There'd be a girl sitting, like, Jessica Hall, right? This, like, beautiful playmate. Yeah. And he would just open up her magazine and, like, hold it open of, like, her being naked. Like, right next,
next to
her and her husband. And he's, like, pointing to her, you know, like. And I'm going, yeah, all right. I see. It was so funny. Yeah. He would just do, like, really weird. Like,
he has no fear. We were at a restaurant, and the waitress was walking by, and he liked her immediately. She had a tattoo that said Hebrews 15-something mm-hmm. on her shoulder. And he goes, what's the tattoo? And she tells him, and he goes, I think it actually means thou shalt sleep with a Jew. And then
yeah, I'm saying,
he sent me a picture.
She
was at his show that night.
Of course.
And I'm like, oh, my God, she liked that?
Well, I bet they didn't sleep together.
No, they didn't.
But she likes fame and free tickets.
Yeah. She's nice.
She likes bragging to the guys she actually hooks up with that she met someone famous.
We did.
I think she brought him to the show, the guy she hooks up with.
She's
and
like,
John
I have
had
a photo
dinner.
For the Instagram?
Yeah.
And he's
it was
like,
hilarious.
Don't you want to come to my hotel? And he's like, no.
You should bring the boy if you want.
Anyway, Jeff Dye is all weekend long. I wish you could stay forever.
Thanks
Jeff Dye
at
CB Live this weekend. You want to go cblive.com is how you get the tickets. Easy peasy. And we're going to have a spot. We're going to give them away too.
Perfect.
We got a few to give away. Jeff Dye, everybody. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.